Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, as we enter into this holy space, we ask, Lord, that you would open our ears to you, that you would open our hearts to you. May we be transformed by your Spirit to follow you, to discern your will, and to hear your voice. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. Following each scripture reading, there will be 5 minutes of silence. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. And we know that for those who love God, all things together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. I really struggled for a long time with this part of the scripture. To be more specific, for the 3 years our 18-year-old daughter Jessie courageously fought brain cancer, and then God called her home. I constantly asked God what good could come of this, and I was very angry at God. Although my heart will be broken forever, when I look at the entirety of the scripture, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. I see a lot of good things working together throughout my spiritual journey, because I love God and I know he loves me. Upon reflection, there are good things working together during this time in my life that I didn't realize, because I was so focused on what was happening to our daughter. That being the people God put in my life. God called for those whose purpose was to walk with me through the deepest valley in my life. To further define the purpose, God knew I needed this person to keep me on the right path, keep me focused on strengthening my relationship with him, and for me to see the blessings in every day to help others. I strongly believe that we don't meet people by accident. People are meant to cross paths for a reason. The person who God called to cross my path with me was Pastor Dave. Pastor Dave didn't pretend to understand what I was going through. Most times he just listened. He helped me to better understand that God was always there for me despite my anger. At the right time, he asked me tough questions that made me see things from a different perspective, good or bad. When I was angry at God and constantly asking what good could possibly come of this for my family, Pastor Dave told me that it's all right to be angry at God, just don't stay mad too long, because that is when the devil tempts you the most. He also said that God doesn't provide all the answers, because at the end of the day, the answers don't take away the pain. When I talked to Pastor Dave the day our daughter Jessie woke up from a deep sleep telling Becky and me that God told her everything was going to be all right, he asked me how I felt about that. Immediately I responded, "Great, how should I feel?" Pastor Dave told me to think about it and give him a call in a few days. I did just that and called him a few days later, emotional with tears running down my face. While thinking about it, I realized that what is all right with me and what is all right with God in this situation was two very different things. My initial reaction was that God was going to provide the miracle we were praying for. He was going to heal Jessie and allow her to stay here on earth with us. After thinking about it, as Pastor Dave asked, God was comforting our daughter and was letting her know that everything was going to be all right when he called her home. Another example, while Jessie was in hospice care at our home, Pastor Dave visited numerous times. When it was just me and him standing on the front porch, he asked me, "If God told you before Jessie was born she would only live for 21 years, would you still have said yes?" I immediately answered yes. I'd rather be a father for 21 years than not at all. This question was a lifesaver for me. It changed my perspective. As God gave me the gift of being a father, when me and my wife were told we couldn't have children, I reflected on this conversation many, many times and continue to do so when I fall back into this deep valley of having lost my daughter of 21 years. This reflection helps me change my perspective to how blessed I am that I was actually her father. Pastor Dave always knew the right question to ask, the right thing to say, and when to listen. At the end of the day, God put Pastor Dave in my life according to his purpose. And I'm so blessed to have both God and Pastor Dave in my life. Pastor Dave is more than a pastor and more than a friend to me. He is part of my family and a fellow brother in Jesus Christ. He makes me want to be a better person. Along with my daughter Jessie, Pastor Dave is one of the main reasons my faith has never been stronger, and I continue on my spiritual journey to strengthen my relationship with God and lean on him, as I know he will always be there. At the end of the day, to steal a few words from a Brandon Heath song, "I am here, I am loved, God is good, and that's enough." God bless.